From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he went too far when he said Toyota owners should stop driving their cars. Those remarks came during testimony today before a House panel looking into the Japanese automaker's massive recall to fix problems with potentially faulty gas pedals. LaHood said federal safety officials are also expanding their probe to see if the problem exists at other automakers.
We've had some complaints about the electronics in these automobiles, and that's the reason that we're going to look into it.
LaHood says safety officials will review complaints about the electronic throttle systems used by Toyota and possibly some other automakers to see if they could be an issue. Toyota has recalled some 2.3 million vehicles and recently halted sales and production of 8 of its popular models amid consumer complaints about, at times, sticky gas pedals. President Obama is urging Senate Democrats to stay the course despite the loss of their filibuster-proof majority. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
The president reminded Democrats that although their numbers no longer mean they have the guaranteed muscle to overcome Republican filibusters, they still have a majority in the Senate. At their strategy conference in Washington, he urged Democrats not to play it safe in pushing their agenda and said the American people are out of patience with business as usual.
They're fed up with a Washington that has become so absorbed with who's up and who's down that we've lost sight of how they're doing. They want us to start worrying less about keeping our jobs and more about helping them keep their jobs.
Mr. Obama also attacked Republicans, chiding them for gumming up the works. Senate Democrats lost their supermajority when Republican Scott Brown won a special election in Massachusetts. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Three U.S. service members were killed and two injured in a bombing today in the Lower Deer District of Pakistan's Northwest Frontier Province. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more from Islamabad.
In a statement, the American embassy said those killed were U.S. military personnel who were in Pakistan to conduct training at the invitation of the Pakistan Frontier Corps. The five Americans were traveling in a convoy when their bulletproof vehicle was struck. The commandant of the Deer Scouts, who was traveling in the convoy, told NPR that a suicide attacker detonated his bomb-laden car as the convoy passed. The area is a militant stronghold, but the Pakistani army has insisted it had been cleared. The embassy said the U.S. personnel were in Lower Deer to attend the inauguration of a school for girls that had been recently renovated with U.S. humanitarian assistance. The deadly explosion occurred near another girls' school and also claimed the lives of three young students. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The nation's service sector expanded last month, though only modestly. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its service sector index rose by slightly more than half a point in January to 50.5. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 26 points. The Nasdaq closed up a fraction of a point. This is NPR. An offer by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to export some of the country's uranium abroad is being greeted with skepticism by a number of Western leaders. France's foreign minister today said Iran is just trying to buy more time. A State Department spokesman said that if Iran is serious, all it needs to do is accept a plan drawn up months ago and notify the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran's president in a television interview yesterday said the country is prepared to send uranium elsewhere to be enriched for nuclear power purposes. In the wake of a federal court decision that threatens to limit Atlanta's water supply, Georgia's governor is proposing legislation that includes a number of water conservation measures. More from NPR's Kathy Lohr.
Georgia, Alabama, and Florida have until 2012 to reach a compromise on a water feud that's lasted more than 20 years. The governors of the three states are meeting again, and Georgia's governor, Sonny Perdue, has proposed a bill that would establish requirements for all new residential, commercial, and industrial construction. Multi-unit projects would require individual water meters, and each unit would get a report showing how much water was used. Under the bill, state agencies would develop criteria for grant and loan programs to encourage communities to retrofit existing fixtures. The bill also creates a committee to look into water supply contingency plans. If approved, the measures would go into effect in 2012. Perdue says, regardless of what the courts say about water, it's time for conservation efforts to move forward. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day lower. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude oil was down 25 cents a barrel, ending the session at $76.98 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.